So I understand that your phone might be running low on batteries?
Right. There's no power in the hotel or anything, and I can't get to my cord because we can't get into our rooms. All of their electronic key locks. So since there's no power in the hotel, we're just sort of stranded.
Mm-hmm. So it's been several hours since the earthquake at 8:30 this morning. What does it look like there in downtown Anchorage?
Well, there's a few places. This Paris Cafe that's right across the street, they just got their power. So there's a little hope that things are coming back. And the traffic's still minimal, but there are cars and trucks going up and down the street and very few emergency vehicles. So I don't think there's a lot of, at least not where I'm at on Fifth Avenue, doesn't seem to be a whole lot of trauma.
Now, earlier today, you reported to us at KFSK that the initial earthquake was pretty severe. It knocked you down to the ground.
Yeah, I was standing in my room just getting ready to go outside, and it shook so hard I fell down, and I'm pretty pudgy. So as soon as I could get up, and it was totally black, I found my room door and got out. Luckily, I was only a couple doors down from the exit, so I sort of just felt the hallway walls till I hit the exit door and then pushed that open. And the shaking lasted all the way. I was on the 11th floor. It lasted the whole time I was going down the steps, and it was throwing me back and forth from one side of the steps to the other. And even when I got out the door, it was still shaking pretty badly. And it was kind of like one time I was on the Gene C, and Clyde Curry's an excellent skipper, and we were in 12 to 15-foot seas, and I got thrown out of my bunk and couldn't stand. It was exactly like that.
But you weren't on a boat in the water, though. You're, you know, in a hotel in a city, and that must have been terrifying.
You know, it did get my attention. And trying to get down those steps when you're being thrown from one side to the other for 11 floors was, yeah, it was worse than the boat, but the shaking and being thrown off balance was being in just really, like being in really, really rough seas.
And you didn't know at the time whether it would get worse?
No. And what I probably should have done, what they tell you to do, is just sort of get on the floor and, you know, and try to get away from anything falling on you. And the flat screen TV and the lamps in my room fell down before I even got out of the door. So one of those things, it's, you know, the flight risk seemed more doable than staying where I was.
Especially if you're up in a high building.
Right, yeah, and it was shaking that severely. It was amazing it didn't come down because I've never been in anything like that.
Wow. So what are you hearing from people there in downtown Anchorage as you're hunkering down and waiting for them to let you back into your hotel room?
Oh, everybody's just kind of cold because there's no heat and the emergency powers didn't go on in any of the hotel. So it was still pretty dark, but we're all in the lobby, and because of the regular sunlight, that's fine. And they've been great just pulling out all kinds of food and donuts and, you know, whatever, so people can eat or at least have something to do. But it's still pretty cold, and we have no idea when or if the power is ever going to come back on.
When are you scheduled to fly out of Anchorage?
It was Sunday, and I wanted to try to get out this morning, but I can't get to my stuff or a car or anything, so I rescheduled till tomorrow. So hopefully I'm going to be coming in tomorrow. Still without being able to get to my room to get anything, it's kind of tough to leave. And it's still pretty hard, you know, to get a cab or anything to get to the airport. And the roads are in pretty bad shape getting to the airport.